In Wisconsin's story, where tall pines once fed the logging booms, the rivers also carried life from forest to farm. Flowing from its headwaters in Forest County, the Wolf River connects the North Woods to central Wisconsin and gave rise to more than timber. It gave us the Wolf River apple, a variety that looms larger than the rest, quite literally. There are at least two stories about the origins of the Wolf River apple, one stemming from lumberman William Springer, hailing from Quebec, Canada, who migrated to Wisconsin in the mid-1800s. On his journey, he purchased some apples, an Alexander variety, and then planted the seeds along the fertile banks of the Wolf River at his new home in Fremont, Wisconsin. Another story says that the trees were produced at the Fremont farm of Jacob Stiegler. Whoever's farm it was, one seedling proved exceptional, producing apples so massive that a single fruit could fill a pie tin on its own. Named the Wolf River apple, it was hardy, adaptable, and destined to thrive in Wisconsin's sometimes unforgiving climate. What sets the Wolf River apart is its size. It's not unusual for these apples to weigh over a pound each. Their pale green and blushed red skin catches the autumn sun like polished marble. The flesh is soft, creamy, and aromatic. Not the sweetest apple, but one that holds its shape against heat, spice, and sugar, making for a prized baking apple. For generations of farm families, that meant pies, cobblers, and sauce that carried the taste of the Wolf River through long Wisconsin winters. Part of the apple's enduring story is its resilience. Settlers in Wisconsin needed crops that could withstand bitter cold, thin soils, and late frosts. Many varieties failed, but the Wolf River not only survived, it flourished. Orchards across the Badger State planted it as a reliable staple. Old-timers often boasted that, while other trees might wither in rough winter, the Wolf River kept right on producing. Ask any Wisconsin farm kid who grew up before supermarkets ruled the pantry shelves, and they'll likely remember climbing a Wolf River tree. Families would haul baskets into the cellar, where Wolf River apples stored well into December. To this day, you'll find them at roadside stands, farmers markets, local orchards, and cherished by bakers who know that a Wolf River pie isn't just a dessert, it's a tradition. As a historical aside, the Wolf River apple was said to have been a favorite of Walt Disney. Today, in an age of shiny designer hybrid apples shipped across the country, the Wolf River still holds a nostalgic place in Wisconsin's orchard heritage. It is a living reminder that sometimes the best fruits come not from laboratories or nurseries, but from the stubborn strength of a tree that took root where it was planted along the banks of the Wolf River. The Wolf River apple may not be the most glamorous variety, but in Wisconsin, where history and heritage is often measured by what lasts, it remains a champion. One giant apple, one humble riverbank, and a story that still ripens each fall in Wisconsin. I'm Carrie Bladorn, and this is a Northwoods Moment in History on WXPR.